The 654-foot car carrier is currently sitting at about a 9-degree angle, compared to the 60-degree list the ship had when it was towed into the harbor on August 8th. That's as far as salvage contractor Titan Maritime plans on taking it for the time being. Salvers, Coast Guard officials, and a representative of the ship's owner spent Monday afternoon assessing the condition of the ship. Greg Bierman, American spokesman for the Japanese company that owns the vessel, said that the outcome of that assessment will determine what happens next with the Cougar Ace.
Our plan is to have the vessel surveyed and inspected and let that survey and inspection process guide how, when, and where we will take the vessel from here.
Titan's salvage crew spent most of Sunday pumping water into the vessel's ballast tanks in an effort to bring it to an even keel. Dan Magone, owner of Unalaska-based Magone Marine Service, which is a subcontractor on the Cougar Ace project, was on the scene. One of his salvage vessels, the Redeemer, was being used as the platform for the work. He explained Sunday afternoon what the salvage crews were doing.
They've got a line up to the side of the ship there, and they've got a 3-inch hose running from the 5-inch fire main on the Redeemer. We've got two fire pumps on there that they're running at the same time, and it goes through the bunker station around into the starboard number 5 vent. And so we're using the fire pumps on the Redeemer to ballast the starboard side of the ship now.
Salvers said the ship will probably be towed out of Dutch Harbor rather than leave under its own power. It hasn't been determined yet when that will happen. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.